You're listening to the audio production of When God Doesn't Fix It, Lessons You Never Wanted to Learn, Truths You Can't Live Without, by Laura Story, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Jill Blackwood.
To Martin, you are still my dream come true. My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Chapter 1. Unexpected Calls. The call that changed my life happened around noon in February 2006. I was in St. Louis attending a conference with two of my coworkers. They sat in the front seat of the rental car with the radio on. I was in the back seat checking my phone messages. As we headed to Panera Bread for lunch, I noticed a voicemail from my husband, Martin, and I called him back. That's when he gave me the news that dramatically changed the course of our lives and the lives of those closest to us. We're all just one phone call away from learning the results of a test, or the news of an affair, the death of a loved one, the loss of a job, or a thousand other ways our hope can be shattered. In that moment, we think life as we know it is over. The truth is, life as we've yet to know it has just begun. In the summer of 2005, Martin and I had been married a year. We lived rent-free in Greenville, South Carolina, near a church where we were working for the summer. We'd just packed up our belongings and sold our house, intending to move to Savannah, Georgia, in the fall so Martin could attend Savannah College of Art and Design, SCAD. For years, Martin had been the campus director of a college ministry where he led a Bible study and also did graphic design and web development work for Wofford College. I'd graduated from Bible college and had dabbled in music, ministry, and helping Martin with the Bible study, none of which paid well. We planned to get jobs in Savannah, and then once Martin was finished with school, we'd move back to Spartanburg, South Carolina, to be near our parents. The SCAD degree would help Martin get a well-paying job in the graphic design field, which would allow me to stay home and raise the kids we both wanted to have someday. That was our plan for a perfect life. The first detour came when Martin's friend John Rowland called us from Atlanta. "Hey, I know this is crazy," John said to Martin, "but I have a job for Laura at my church if you guys are interested in moving to Atlanta." John worked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?